This is The Danglers, and you're listening to the Yes Music Podcast. One fan's exploration of the world's greatest progressive rock band.
Welcome to episode 27 of the Yes Music Podcast. I'm your host, Kevin Mulrine. Please remember how you can get involved with the podcast on the site www.yesmusicpodcast.com, where you can subscribe to the podcast through RSS, through iTunes, by email to the blog post and episode updates. You can read and then comment on the show notes or blog posts. You can follow the show on Twitter at Yes Music Podcast, or you can send an email to show@yesmusicpodcast.com. You can upload a file via the link on the right-hand side, or leave a voicemail message via the site. If you have a smartphone, you can also listen via the free Stitcher.com app. This week's featured album is another footnote in Yes Music history, but includes arguably the most important early cover version by the band, which has become one of the most well-received live performances over many years. The album is Yesterday's from 1975. I'm sure you can find out the story of why this album ever existed. As usual, I will be focusing on the music, but it certainly is strange to see the contents of this record, bearing in mind that the band had already produced all the albums up to and including Relayer. It features a Roger Dean painting which emphasises the fact that this is essentially a compilation, by including a strangely coloured version of the René Magritte-inspired Naked Woman and Butterfly from the front cover of Time and a Word. This image floats slightly disconcertingly in mid-air, in the middle of a typical Roger Dean fantasy setting, with what look like gnarled, twisted trees and rocks. The back cover of the original album has no words apart from the title of the album, and the painting from the front continues, showing more of the blasted, watery landscape, and a naked boy and girl, the former character appearing to be relieving himself. I've always found this scene a bit disturbing, but I am sure there's a listener out there who will fill in the details for me and explain what it's all about. I also found out recently that the back cover was an alternative front cover, never used, as far as I know. So all the information about the record is printed on the green inner sleeve, which is very reminiscent of the inner sleeve from Close to the Edge, apart from the fact that Yesterday's is printed rather than handwritten. As this album spans quite a long period of Yes's early career, it's no surprise, but still fascinating to see photos of all the following musicians on the inner sleeve. John Anderson, Chris Squire, Peter Banks, Tony Kaye, Bill Bruford, Steve Howe, Rick Wakeman, and Alan White. Now there's a Yes supergroup. Compare and contrast to the lineup on Union. Of course, none of the tracks on Yesterday's features all these musicians, if only it could have done. As I've already looked at the tracks on Yesterday's which are included on Yes and Time and a Word, I'm only going to focus on the other two tracks, which are the first and last on this album, America and Dear Father. America is a cover of a Simon and Garfunkel song which was doing the rounds in the Marquee Club in London, where members of Yes were regular attenders. Of the various bands to do cover versions, Yes musicians may well have seen 1-2-3, and I've included a fascinating YouTube video of this band playing their version in the show notes. However, it's generally agreed that Yes's version is far and away the best. It was recorded for a sampler album called The Age of Atlantic, and so features both Steve Howe and Rick Wakeman, alongside Bill Bruford, Chris Squire, and John Anderson. This is the only track on the album to feature either Howe or Wakeman. Right from the start, we know something special is happening in this track. Very occasionally, great musicians coalesce like this to create a masterwork. I really feel that Yes's cover version of America is one of the greatest achievements in all of rock music. It seems somewhat superfluous to say that the band sounds tight and together, the arrangement is superb, the invention and creativity astounding. If you haven't heard this piece, you must. The pulse is held up in places in the introduction, and the band appear to know by some kind of telepathy what's happening, which is remarkable because the performance sounds fresh, almost live. At one point in the introduction, Squire pushes out a typical fast, explorative bass line, while Howe plays a contrasting exposition of the main theme, and Bruford keeps everything together while still adding sparks of creativity. I don't know if it's an original edition, but when Squire adds the theme from Leonard Bernstein's America in, it's a moment of true genius. Two different America themes in tandem. Almost 2 minutes in, we start a more traditional sounding introduction to the song, and Wakeman's keyboards, which sound very much like what I imagine Tony Kaye would have done, are integrated perfectly with the guitar line. Wakeman then adds his more typical spacey sounds, and we hurtle at breakneck speed towards the vocals. Anderson is initially accompanied by simple on-the-beat notes from the whole band, but then Howe adds a lovely little set of figures. You can really hear the band treating each phrase in a different but connected way. It's an astounding piece of orchestration and arrangement. After the first verse, Howe contributes a fantastic mini-solo, and the second verse takes us back into Yes's sublime swinging arrangement. Just listen to the way the parts are integrated. It's magical. Then there's a section of relative calm for Anderson to sing about laughing on the bus, with another Squire free-roaming bass part beneath. Contrasts come thick and fast with the next section in more like the opening up-tempo romping feel. I can't imagine how they kept the arrangement in their heads to play it live. It's so complex. For sheer musical arranging, ensemble playing, and general creative genius, this song should be your number one example to play to friends, certainly of the band at this stage of their development. It showcases the togetherness and integrity of their musicianship and ensemble. It's a complete joy to listen to. Steve Howe swaps between a huge number of different soloing styles, and Wakeman is omnipresent, with beautifully judged parts never overbearing. If I've overused the term spine-tingling in these podcast episodes, I don't care, because this is exactly what happens to me every time I play this song as well. The track is 10 minutes and 34 seconds long, but it seems to be over in a flash. Bruford adds some exciting percussion parts towards the end, and it sounds like the band could go on for another 20 minutes when it finally fades away. I'll have to stop talking about the track now because I've run out of superlatives. Just listen yourself. There's no excuse. The other track I'm going to consider is Dear Father, which was recorded in the Time and a Word sessions, but only ever released as the B-side of Sweet Dreams. We step back into a completely different world of Yes music for this track. Not only do we have Peter Banks's guitar and Tony Kaye's organ, we also have the orchestral arrangement like on the rest of Time and a Word. There are some lovely string additions, and the song is memorable for strong melody and great playing. It would have been a great shame to have lost this track, so it's good to hear it on this album. The chorus is a bit sugary sounding with the backing choir and the orchestration. Like the rest of Time and a Word, it won't be to everyone's taste, but especially towards the end the mood is festive, and I think the orchestra additions are highly effective. It's a great way to finish the album. So overall, Yesterday's is worth listening to for the two tracks which you might not be able to pick up elsewhere. America is a work of genius, and one of my all-time favourite pieces of music. Dear Father is very worthwhile, and not just from a Yes completist's point of view. It's a strange compilation, particularly given the year it was put together, but I suppose if you don't know the earliest works of the band, it could be of some use. So that's about it for this week in this very short episode. Next week I will hopefully be back to full-length episodes after my Easter break. In the meantime, please do get involved at yesmusicpodcast.com, on Twitter at yesmusicpodcast, by email show@yesmusicpodcast.com, by uploading a file or recording a voicemail via the site. So until next time, just remember, whatever your progressive rock question, the answer is yes.